Most of the Midwest will continue to see some fine weather for harvest progress across the region over the next few days. We're expecting to see a lot of sunshine, but there will be a frontal boundary or two that will come across the region to impact parts of the region. Most of the precipitation that occurs in the area over the next day or two will be mostly confined to the Great Lakes region. And in that particular area, we're going to see only some very light amounts of precipitation. Some drizzle and some light rain showers will be possible as we get into the evening hours today, and probably see that still continuing a bit into the morning tomorrow. The precipitation will be very light, and when it finally does end late tomorrow afternoon, we'll likely end up with a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe a couple of tenths of an inch of moisture, and that's about as much as it's going to get to be. We don't expect precipitation in other areas in the region to be very meaningful. In fact, we'll see basically dry conditions prevailing as we move forward through time. I think the earliest opportunity for rain in the Midwest proper will probably occur during the early to middle part of next week. That'll be after a cold high pressure system abates from the region. That cold high pressure system promises to drop temperatures precipitously across the region as we go through the next 2 to 3 days. The coldest air will be in place as we get into the weekend, and it looks like on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings we'll likely see frost and freezes occur across big parts of the region. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see frost all the way down to the Ohio River and perhaps a few areas to the south. Freezing temperatures will probably get down across portions of northern Missouri, central Illinois, central or interior southern Indiana, and portions of northwestern Ohio. The coldest air will be in the upper Midwest, where some lows in the upper teens will be possible in the traditionally coldest areas in central and northern parts of Wisconsin and portions of northeastern Minnesota. The afternoon high temperatures will respond to this cold air mass as well, and we'll see some readings only in the 40s and 50s across the Great Lakes region for Friday and Saturday. Temperatures today will be the last of the really warm days across the region. We'll look for highs in the 50s and 60s across the far northern parts of the Midwest, and then we'll look for 60s and 70s occurring across the central and southern areas. Most of those 70s will be in southern Iowa and Missouri and Kansas, eastward into southern Ohio and parts of Kentucky. In contrast, just a day or two later, we'll look for high temperatures in the lower Midwest, confined to the 50s and lower 60s. The cold air will be fairly quick to abate, though, as we get into Sunday afternoon. Conditions will already start to be warming up. The western Corn Belt will see highs back into the 60s and 70s. Eastern areas will be in the upper 40s and 50s. As we get into Monday, 60s and 70s will be common, with even some extremes over 80 degrees in some areas to the west of the Missouri River. And further out in time, we'll probably see another cool air mass come into the region as we get into midweek next week. And that frontal system is the one that will probably give us our next best opportunity for some rainfall in the region. As that cool air mass arrives in the early part of next week, probably Monday into Tuesday, some erratic showers will begin in the northwestern Corn Belt. Those showers and some thunderstorms will work their way east-southeastward as a reinforcing shot of cool air comes along during midweek next week. That midweek system will likely produce a couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch of rain across central and eastern parts of the Midwest, and then we'll be watching real closely in the Gulf of Mexico for a possible tropical cyclone of some sort to evolve as we get out into the weekend and early next week, and that system may threaten a part of the eastern United States at some point during the end of next week or the following weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.